Okay, the boys side. Today's daf is daf nun vav. We're holding the second line from the top of the yomid echad hame'arabi echad hagoimer kona. Now, what is this referring to? If we go back to our Mishnah, back on nun gimel omid beis, as you recall, our Mishnah said that not only the what we normally think of as bia is koina, but even ma'ara. Ma'ara means just haro'a. What's the definition of haro'a? We had a machloikis yesterday. Whether it's Nishika, whether it's Achnasa Satora, whether it's from Nishika till Achnasa Satora. But anyway, Lamasa, it's Koina. What means Koina? Means that the Yavam was Koina, the Yavama. It was an effective Yibam. That's the Poshup Shem. However, as we'll see, it's a machloikim between Rav and Shmuel. It says the Imara Mai Kona when it says in the Mishnah Kona, Rav Amakona Lakol. What would you expect? That even though we're talking about, says Rashi, Biois Geruois, meaning not only Harua, but also all of those others that were mentioned in the Mishnah, that it was Ba'onus, Ben Baratzim, Ben Mishogi, Ben Mezid, there was Ba'onus, all those that we mentioned in the Mishnah, the halach is it's still Koina, bottom line. Koina Laka. Shmuel Amar, Leikona El Dvorim Ha'amurim Beparsha. No, it's only a partial kinyan. In which respect? Lirash Benichsi Achiv, Ulapoitra Min Hayibub. As we know, one of the inyanim of Yibam is Lahakim Lachav Shem B'Yisrael. And we had earlier on in our Masechta that the Parshib Shad, of course, is to continue the legacy, to continue the name. However, Chazal Darshan also means that the Yovam Yarshan Zenachosim from the brother who passed away. As well as the Poitram and the Yibam, by being Miyabim, is no longer a Zika. It takes care of the Zika, the Poitram and the Yibam. So that, of course, everybody agrees to, that this Kinyan Gerua, this Bia Gerua, effects a partial Kinyan for Yerusha purposes and for Zika Yibam purposes. So where is the Machloikis? The Machloikis is the Gabe, if the Yovam, and presumably the Mess, are or were Koyhanim, and she wants to go, and she was a Yisraelis, and she wants to be able to eat Truma. According to Rav, the Kinyan is so strong, she can eat Truma. According to Shmuel, she cannot eat Truma because it was just a Bia Gerua. Talk to your mind.
Because she needed Geta, she wants to marry. This is such a side point. The real question is, she wants to marry somebody else. Does she need to get her now?
The question is going to be, is this more like an Eirusin than Nisuin? The answer to your question is, for sure she's going to go and need a get. But the question is, whether it's strong enough to allow her to go and eat from Truma.
A Nisuin eats Truma, but not Narusa.
That's as a general rule, and that's what we're going to discuss.
Thank you, okay.
Zokti Minimin Anisuin. Minisuin means if the original Mess who passed away had gone to the level of Nisuin, he wasn't just married with a small M, Eirusin with his wife, but there was Nisuin, a full-fledged marriage, and now he passed away. He left no children. The Yavam did one of these Biois Giruois, says the Gemara, L'dibri HaKoy Lochla. Now, we're going to have in our Gemara two versions. The first version, and then an Ikka D'Amri as we get down to the middle of the Yavam. So at the moment, we're in the first version. It says, Min HaNisuin, if the original marriage was Nisuin, and therefore the Yibam is a continuation of that Nisuin. Divya Kolach, everybody agrees that she can eat min ha-truma to have this ka'achla me'ikara. She's been eating truma for the last year, or 5 years, or 20 years. Now that her husband passed away, never without children, all of a sudden she cannot eat truma. She would like to obviously continue eating truma. So when the Yibam does one of these beers geroys, she can continue eating truma according to both Rav and Shmuel. Keep believing the machlokes is minho erusin. What's heis minho erusin? If and when the original husband had not done a full consummated marriage, he only had this betrothal, which we call erusin. There we have the machlokes Rav Amar Oichelis that even though until now she was not able to go and eat min hatruma because it was only erusin. Now she can eat. Do Rabbi Rachmana be a shogi kemezid? Since we had a Rebo yesterday, that was the Gemara that we brought, the Yevama Yovi Aleo, the Kachaloi, the Isha B'Yibma, and the Gemara Shidarshan from the extra words, Yevama Yovi Aleo, Bein B'Shoigig, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Oynes, Bein B'Rod, etc. And then, of course, we had separate Psukim for Haro and other things. Anyway, since we have special psukim to be marba, all of these inferior types of bia, and therefore it's a shoy kim mezid, and they all have the same din like a regular normal bia shoy. So then, even though until now previous marriage was an erusin marriage, this is now a nesuin marriage, because after all, this is a bia, and there was already, if you will, an erusin as a result of the first chasana, the chasana that the mesnamach passed away, and this is a zika, this is a continuation. Anyway, says Rav, this has the same din like a regular nisuin, and she can now eat with the yavam. And therefore, in a sense, the yavam's marriage to this wife, to the yavama, is stronger than the original mes's marriage to this wife, because the original marriage was just an erusin. Therefore, she was not able to eat truma. As a result of the yavam with this bia gerua, she's able to go and eat as if she is now in the suan, and everything is great. To go and make the yavam the replacement and successor for the baal yudus ya la lumei baal, to make him even stronger than a baal dus loy dus toshanish. Now, of course, even though Shmuel uses those terms, he only means la lumei baal with a bia grua. If this would be a normal regular bia, even Shmuel would agree that even though the original mess was only an erison, but as a result of Yibam, it's Ishtar L'choldova, and it becomes a full-fledged Nisun. The only question is the gab of these Biyois, Giruas. Biyaz Shmuel Letami. And Shmuel goes Lishi Tosa, Yom Rav Nachman Am Shmuel, Kosha HaBal Ma'achil, Yovam Ma'achil. Wherever the Baal is able to be Ma'achil, then the Yovam can be Ma'achil. B'chosha Ein HaBal Ma'achil, meaning because the original marriage was only erison, and therefore Ein HaBal Ma'achil, Yavam ein machel. Yavam cannot be stronger with a bia gerua than the original mess, than the original husband. So far so good. Freidimor meisvei. I have a kashin now on Shmuel. It says in the Brais, Bas Yisrael pikchishin is arisul lekoyin pikeach. You have a Bas Yisrael who was normal, who had erusin with a koyin who was normal. Normal in the sense that Baruch Hashem they had their normal five senses, including the ability to hear. Lehispik lekoinsa. Unfortunately, by the time they had their the chuppah, the nisuin, the originally erusin was all fine and dandy. But the time that they got the nisuin, unfortunately, atchin is charish. Rechmona litzlan, something happened to the husband who was a koyin, and he became nebachacherish. And now his knisa, his nisuin was in the form of a bia of a cherish. Rashi says the bia of a cherish has the same din and status like the biois geruois that we had in our Mishnah. Why is that? Because a cherish is considered to be a person that ain't lay das, just like a cherish shot to the cotton, even though until now he was a bikeach, but never now he became a cherish. And as a result, if he doesn't have das, then it's like having a bia, which is zumtait, which is bishoigig or ba'oines, shaloi beratzai, he doesn't know what he's doing, because never a cherish. Anyway, she cannot go and eat. So now, here we're talking about a regular marriage. We're not talking about a Yibam situation. You have a husband and wife. The wife was a Bas Yisrael. The husband was a Kohen. They did Eidus and everything was great. A big Mazel Tov and Simchas. But unfortunately, by the time they didn't Nisu, and at that time he was already Nischarish. So therefore, it was a Bia Gerua. So Eino Ichelis. A Bia Gerua doesn't allow to go and eat from Truma. Okay, so far that's all right. But now, Meis, Rachmul Etzlan, this person who became a Cheirish Nebuch passed away. The Nofla, now she fell, the Fnei Yovam Cheirish. The brother Nebuch was also a Cheirish. And now she falls to him. And he went and did a Yivam. But his Yivam, once again, is a Bia Gerua, because of the fact that he is a Cheirish. Oy Cheles. Now she can eat. Ubezu, truma, of course. And in this sense, the koyach hayom is stronger than the koyach habal, because the koyach habal didn't allow her to eat truma. Eino eichelis. Here by the yavam, however, the cheresh, eichelis, she is able to eat truma. But just focusing on the lashon of Shmuel of a moment ago, we said that Shmuel said, if you go back to eight lines from the top, Ushmul Amaki Rabbi Rahman lo oikmi bamakabal, la lumi bibal loy. If the Yovam is using and is engaging in a bia gerua, then his rights vis-a-vis this wife cannot be stronger than, or his authority vis-a-vis her, her rights cannot be stronger than when she was originally married to her original husband. The original husband, we just got finished saying in this brisa, she was not able to eat. And now this new yibam, through a biagrua of a cheresh, you're telling me allows her to eat. So, according to Rav, there's no problem. Because Rav said, remember, according to this version, the machloikis of the gabe Eirisim, where previously she did not eat truma because she was only Eirisim. But Rav said, that makes no difference. As long as she has now a bia, a yibam, even though the yibam is with a bia gerua, nevertheless, harabi rachmana bia shayli kimeza, the Torah says all of these bias are all the same. There was an effect of yibam, and she's able to go and eat truma. So according to Rav, this price works out perfectly. El Shmuel Kasha, because according to Shmuel, Shmuel said that if until now she did not eat because it was only Eresin, then you cannot have that the Yovim should be Alum, maybe Baal, even stronger than the Baal. How could that be? Until now she couldn't eat. The Yovim should, with a Bia Grua, should make it even better. So Shmuel says, Eimahachi. The only way to enter this price, according to me, is by adding a few words here and there, and we're going to modify the brisa, and then the brisa will stim very nicely. Below here, speak and start saying, Eimahach, go back to the brisa again. Talks about again that originally both of them were pikachim. She was a pikachas and he was a pikach. They were totally normal. And they did erisim. Continuing the brisa, below here, speak, lekoinze achinis charish. Unfortunately, by the time of Nisuin, unfortunately became charish. She does not eat truma. So far, it's the same as the previous price, it said. But now we're adding a few words. What happens if in the original marriage, the Chos and Kala, Baruch Hashem, were still both Pikech and Pikchus, not only at the time of Eirusin, but even at the time of Nisuin? Oh, that's great. So this was a normal, regular bia of a normal, regular pikech with a pikchus. And therefore, as soon as they had that nisuin, she was allowed to go and eat truma. V'yakach nesarish, unfortunately, later on, during Sheva Brachas week, or a month later, or a year later, Nebuchadnezzar became a cheresh. Oichela, she continues eating. Because just because, unfortunately, he has now been downgraded in terms of bardas, from the pikech to a cheresh, at the time of Kinyan, he was a full pikech. And so therefore there's no reason why she cannot continue eating the truma, even though now he's unfortunately givorn achir. But now the brisa continues. Mace, what happens if this individual who became a cheresh, Nebuchadnezzar, passed away? Menofel of Ne'yavim cheresh, and his brother was also a cheresh. Oichalas. Then she continues to eat. So now we no longer have the kasha that we asked. Because since we threw in a few words, that now, because the nisun was done properly and appropriately with bardas, she ate truma, so now, when she falls before the yavam, she continues to eat truma. And that's very consistent with what Shmuel said. He's the successor and replacement to the survivor, to the original mess. And just like at the time of the original mess, she was able to eat because the nisuin was done with a pikeach, so now she can also eat, even though it's a bia gerua.
Can a cheresh eat truma?
A cheresh if he's a kohen. Yes.
So there's a question about the.
Before you get to your question, I just want to finish the thought here. Umay bizu, according to Shmuel, we have to still answer one thing because the brisa finishes off. Ubizu yofa koyecha yava mi koyecha bal. The way we learned until now, that as long as the original marriage was only Eresin, she did not eat, even though her husband went and did Nisuin, but that Nisuin was a Shvacha Nisuin, because it was done by a Cheresh who was not a Bardas. And that's why the Brisa says, Eino Oicheles. If afterwards he died, and then the Yavim, who was also a Cheresh, was Miyabim her, said the Brisa, then Yo Oicheles. Said the Bryce, the Yavam's strength is stronger than his rights, etc., is stronger than the authority of the Koyach HaBaal. But now that we've explained this price according to Shmuel differently, that both the Baal did a proper Nisuin when he was a Pikech, and therefore she was Oicheles, And now Nebuch, the husband, passed away. And the Yavam is a Cheresh and gives a Bia Grua because he's a Cheresh. She continues to eat. So that's not Yofa Koyach Yavam. It's now the same. That she was eating until now Mikoyach HaBaal, and she continues eating Mikoyach HaYavam. So what are we saying? Yofa Koyach HaYavam. Pray tomorrow, my bizu. Says tomorrow, the ilu Baal Cheresh Meikara Loi Oicheles. What the Bryce is telling us, according to Shmuel, that if the Baal were a Cheresh at the time he did Nisuan, Loi Oicheles, she can't eat, like it says in the Bryce. Vili Yavam Cheresh Meikara, the Yavam was a Cheresh from the beginning, at least at the time of the Yavam, he was a total Cheresh. Achla, she does eat. And that's the bizu. Bizu, the fact that the Yavam Cheresh Meikara has stronger rights and authority than the Baal Shemes, who was a Cheresh Meikara. With this, we'll stop. And David, you had a question.
Is what is the significance of the Bat Yisrael Pikacha? If she were not Pikacha, would she still be able to eat, not be able to eat Truma? Or is there's no restriction on a Kohen Pikach marrying a Bat Yisrael Sheinah Pikachat?
If she was in a Pikachas, then the marriage would not be effective. Why would the marriage not be effective? Because a husband cannot force a woman to go and marry him. If men could force women to marry them, we wouldn't have too many shidduch problems today. The problem is that you have to, I wouldn't say it's a problem, but the good news is that women cannot be forced to marry, they have to go and agree. So you have to have both a willing partner in the form of the husband and a willing partner in the form of the wife. If the wife was not a pikachas, if she was a cheresh, she would not be able to go and marry because she doesn't have das.
Okay, so this is based upon the understanding that pikachas is the opposite of cheresh. It's not an issue of deafness, it's a matter of being able to express a rasson.
Express a consent.
Yeah.
It's the cheresh is a deaf mute, so it's not only the person is deaf, the person cannot speak. But it's not so much whether the person is deaf mute. The important question is, whenever you have the expression cheresh shoyt v'katan, those are all considered to be people that do not have das. Since they don't have das, anything that they do does not have legal efficacy, doesn't have legal effect. So therefore, even if the wife says 100 times yes, I want to marry this person, I want to marry, but she's considered to be similar to that of a katana. Where a katana, if she were to go and say, I want to marry, that consent is worthless. You would have to have the father. And if there is no father, then you'd have to have the mother. But she could not on her own. She doesn't have enough legal authority. So therefore, here too, if the Baal wanted to be ma'aris, a woman that did not, was not a pikachas, was a cheresh shoyt v'katan, or a chereshes katana, or shota, in any one of those cases, the kedusha would not have been effective.
And a shota bim neresed al yidei avia?
That's a good question. I don't know offhand. We'd have to check that out. Certainly a katana, but whether a shota or a chereshes, I do not know. So this was the first version of the discussion. Remember, what was the first version? That Kuliyama Moide, if the original mess, the original Baal, was a Baal of Nisuin, everybody agreed she would continue eating, even though the Bia was a Bia Gerua of the Yova. Machloikis is the Gabi if originally she was only an Arusa. Rav says, here the Yovam's rights or strength is even stronger than that of the original Baal, and Shmuel says no. But there's another version, just the opposite. That if the original mess had only done Erisin, and he passed away, and now she wants to be Nisyabim through the Yavam, if all the Yavam did was a Bia Gerua, Loi Achla, because she didn't eat until now, she doesn't continue to eat. Keep believing where is the machloik is. Min ha nisuin. Oh, that the original marriage was that of nisuin. Rav Omar, oichelis, to avos ochlo meikara. She ate until now, so she'll continue to eat. Because the original marriage was that of a nisuin. Even though the new marriage, the new yibam, was a bia gerua, nevertheless, since the Torah was marbe, mezid, kerotzen, keoinis, harua, all those wonderful things, I don't know how raw, the major focus is on the others, on the rotzon and oynis and b'shogig etc. Shkorech. So Rabba Moichelus Rabba Ochlami. Correct. Shmuel Amar Eino Yichelus. No. Ki Rabbi Rachmana b'yashogig kemezul dvorim amurim b'parsha. Av l'chol mili loy. Only those in the parsha, those which we enumerated at the top of the yomid for Yerusha purposes and l'poichem and agibim for Zika purposes, but not for purposes of eating truma. So now, according to Shmuel, Bia Gerua never helps, neither if the original marriage was that Minhu Yerusin, because then everybody agrees, Le'achla, and not even Minhu Suin. Makes no difference. If the Yibum was a Bia Gerua, she cannot eat, even though she ate until now for the last 20 years. Makes no difference. She cannot continue eating with a Bia Gerua.
So if, according to this version, she's a Hereshus and she's eating Truma?
We're not talking about Hereshus. That we're going to talk about shortly. We're just talking about
her husband,
normal, regular individual. But the bia that he did was a shoyig or a mezid or an oynis.
No, not the yavam. I'm talking about the original husband. The original husband, it was a normal, the original husband, Cohen, Nisuin, everything normal.
Yes, exactly. Okay, and she ate for the last 25 years.
Okay.
But however, after she passed away, everybody agrees after he passed away, if he left no children, then she cannot continue eating truma.
Right.
But there is a Zika. Zika doesn't help to eat truma. But this new Koyin, the brother, was miyabim, but he did a Bia Gerua. Is that enough to go and have her eat truma? Says Rav Shua, why not? Shmuel says, no. You have to wait until there's going to be a normal, regular Bia. But, you have a question? Frank Dimor, Rav Ram Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Kol Shabal Machel, Yovam Machel. It's Rav Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, we quoted this above, anytime the Baal is machel, then the Yavam is machel. We just have now a case here of Shmuel saying, even though the Baal was machel, if there was previously Nisuin, nevertheless the Yavam is not machel if he only did a Bia Gerua. The Dochzeh Shver on Shmuel. Shmuel is Soiser himself, according to this second Lashon. Evdimor Eima changed the words of Renachman Omer Shmuel. Not kol shabal machel, kol bia shabal machel, ba, yovam machel ba. If it's the type of bia that would allow the baal to be machel, what type of bia is that? Rashi says, that's a bias chupa, in other words, that of Nisuin, and that obviously was done with all of the normal bia gemura, bia regila type of bia. Oh, since that bia allows the husband to machel the wife, if the yovam would have the same type of bia, machel ba. However, the bia that the baal did was not a bia schopa. In other words, it was an inferior type of bia like we're talking about. And the yovam machel ba, then the yovam cannot be machel because the yovam's koyach cannot be stronger than that of the baal. So based on this surgery of what Nachman and Mishmul said, it's not called Shabal Machel Yovam Machel, it's called Bia Shabal Machel Yovam Machel. But if the Bia in fact is a Bia Grua, the Baal cannot be Machel and the Yovam can be Machel. Same price as before. She was, Baruch Hashem, she had her senses and he had his senses. And they got married with an Edison and everything was fine. However, at the moment she doesn't eat truma yet. He wanted to be kindnesser. Well, he speaks kindness and scharish. Never he became a cheresh, rachmon litzla. And what did he do? He was kindnesser when he was a cheresh. Now, even though he did a good job and he did a full-fledged beer, this beer is considered to be a beer grua because it was a beer for an ashoigig, for an amazed, for an oynis, someone who doesn't have das as to what he is doing. And therefore, his contention, so she cannot eat because it was a bia grua. Just like we said a moment ago, that if a bia shabal ainay machil ba, this is a bia she'ena bal machil ba, because it was a bia grua, it was al yedei cheirish, but the same thing would apply if it wouldn't be a cheirish, but it would be a grua of a mezid, a shoyik, etc., an oynis. Now, mess, what happens if subsequently he passed away? The mess, the baal, the nafal of the yavam, and now she falls to yibim to the yavam, and the yavam is also a cheresh. Oy cheles, the yavam is a cheresh. She can eat. Ubezu yafa koyach yavam mi koyach baal. The yavam's koyach is better than the baal because when the baal lived with her when he was a cheresh, ain't oy cheles. The Yavam when he's a chayrish lives with her, oichelas. So Timora is bishlam l'rab metaritz ki the Torah meikar. The brisa on the surface l'choyre is shver both on Rav and on Shmuel. Why is it shver on both of them? Because we're talking about a situation over here where there was only an erusin, there was no full fledged nisuin. Why wasn't there nisuin? Because the husband's attempt to be koineser was shvach, was achnis charish and eino oichelis. They're basically just down to erusin. That being the case, we said according to the sikh of the Amim and erusin, kuli alma, everybody agrees loy achla. She didn't eat until now. And that's what the Braisa says. She cannot eat. And now, she can eat. If you're talking about Erisin, everybody agrees. It's a Shver on Rav and on Shmuel.
But that's what the
Braisa
says.
Yafa
Koach.
Hayavam
Mehavam. That
is, in fact, the final point, the bottom line of this brisa, and that's shver both on Rav and on Shmuel, according to this Ikka Diyamri, because according to Ikka Diyamri, if she could not eat until now, she cannot continue to eat even with this Yovam, as long as it was only a Bia Geruah. So that's the Lashon. The Ikka Diyamri mina Eris and Diyam Koy Loy Achla, Dibri Hakoy, Dholi Achla B'chayabal. If she didn't eat until now, the Bia Grua cannot upgrade her to allow her to go and eat. Nothing to talk about. And here it says in the price that she can eat. What's Titzachu? So according to Rav Metaritz Gitaritz Meikar, we'll give the same teretz that we gave before. In other words, the teretz that we had on the top of the Omid, according to Shmuel, according to the first version. What we said according to the first version, according to Shmuel, Shver from the Braisa, and didn't Shmuel say that the koyach of the Yovim cannot be alimta, can't be stronger? So what did we do? So Shmuel did a little bit of surgery in that Braisa. He added an additional line that what happens if instead of Bishas, the Nisuin, he was Nebuch already a Chedesh. What happens if he only became a Chedesh later on? Let's go back to Shmuel, Amalach Shmuel, you see the Toysis Min HaNisuin. Toysis Min HaNisuin. Parallel to that, Amalach Shmuel in the Gemara, we're going back to the original Teretz and the previous version. Amalach Shmuel, Ein Mahachi, for his biblical intention is Charish, Ein Oichelis B'Tshuma. That's fine. But now add the following words. Konas, if he was still a Pikeach, and she was Baruch Hashem at Pikchis, so everybody was fine. And therefore the Nisuin was done properly, and therefore she was able to eat truma immediately. The Yachar Mescharish, even though subsequently Nebuchadnezzar became a Cherish, a day later, a week later, a year later, whatever. What's the Lachoy Cheles? She's allowed to go and eat truma. Ah, because there was a proper Nisuin. And now, Meis, Venafel, Neyavam Cherish, a Cheles, she continues eating, even Nebuchadnezzar, her husband, the Nosu, Nebuch passed away. But now the Yavam was Miyavam, even though it was a Bia Gerua, she continues to eat. So according to Rav, this works nicely. Because what's the second Lashon now? The Ikka Diyamri is the Machloikis is by Nisuin, and Rav Omo Oicheles of Achlo Meikara. Okay, like it says in the Braisa, that's fine. But according to Shmuel, it's not going to help with that surgery. Because Shmuel holds that even Min HaNisuin Eino Oicheles with a Bia Gerua, even though she ate until now, because both he was healthy and she was healthy. And there was a proper Nisuin and she ate Truma for the last 20 years. If the new Yavam is a Cheirish, it doesn't work. It's a Bia Gerua. You can never eat Eino Oicheles with Shmuel Kasha. Shmuel Kasha. Eino Hanami. According to the second version, Shmuel is Taka Shver from this Baisa. So therefore, it's better to learn with the first version as opposed to the second version. Otherwise, there's no way of understanding Shmuel. Now, since we brought the Brais already twice, we're going to bring it now a third time. Tana Rabban, Bas Yisrael Pikchish Nisaris Lekoyim Pikech, V'lei His Pikle Koyim Tachin Is Charesh, Ein Oichelis. She can't eat because it wasn't a proper Bia, it was a Bia of Nebuch of a Cheish. Now, Noilid Lo Ben, what happens? Although it was the Bia V'cheirish, but the physical act was a physical act, and he was Mazriya, and she became pregnant, and Baruch Hashem, she now has a Yingala. And they made a bris, and it was a beautiful bris with teddy bears, and it was a railroad going around on the tables. It was Gevaldik. Anyway, so Noilid Ben Baruch Hashem, now there's a son, then Oichelis, then she can go and eat. How do you know that a Bas Yisrael, who's married to a Kohen, who has a son that you can eat because of that son. It says in the pasuk, "Vilid beisay heim yoichlu belachmoy," and Chazal darshan not heim yoichlu belachmoy, but heim yachilu belachmoy. Vilid beisay, the sons, the bnei kahuna, these babies, they are machil the mommy to be able to go and eat from the truma. So even though her nesuin was shvach and she wasn't able to eat until now, but now that she has a ben akoyim, oichelu she can eat. So far so good. Now, what's going to become controversial is the next part, or more is going to ask Kashas. Meisa ben, what happens? Nebuchadnezzar passes away. Nasa imre chelashi can continue eating from the truma. Now, this is considered to be a groisa chidush. The Chum say no. The Chum, we understand. In terms of Nisuan, the Nisuan was never upgraded in terms of his relationship with her, because he remains a chidush until the end of the story in our Gemara. So, therefore, as Nisuan, she cannot. It was only because there was a son. The son, unfortunately, the son set, and Nebuchadnezzar passed away. Therefore, the chayra, the whole reason that allowed her to eat, is no longer. If that's the case, the chacham are very understandable. Ein oicheles. But how does her mazon say oicheles? How could she continue eating? No husband, no son, what's going on? There's a husband, but it's a chayrish. By time of the Ram Nosin, Omer Abba, hoyul shekvar ochla. Since she ate until now, she continues eating. This is a coin. Come on, let's go and talk about a regular case. A regular case of Basi. So goes and marries a coin. As soon as she marries a coin with a real nisuan, everything fine, of course she can go and eat truma. What happens if the husband passes away a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, and there are no children, unfortunately? Can she continue eating? Since she ate until now, give her a free pass, continue eating. As soon as the husband passed away, therefore her status as an Eishes Kohen no longer exists. How can I be the same thing? When this boy passed away, she's no longer the aim of a Kohen. So how could she? I don't understand Rav Nosson. El Omer of Yosef. Therefore, Rav Yosef disagrees with Rabbah. Kosova Rav Nosson Nisui Cheirish Machilim Betruma. Nisui Cheirish are Machil Betruma after all. Tlegazri Nisui Cheirish Otu Kiddushi Cheirish. What does the Gemara mean? So Rashi tells us something that we did not discuss until now. We started off the Shir saying that an Arusa or Eirisin doesn't allow the wife to go and eat Truma. Only Nisuan. Now that is true. However, it's not the full truth, not the complete truth. Why is it not the complete truth? Because the Emesim in HaToyra, she's allowed to go and eat. Exactly. With Erisin alone, the husband can go and give her Truma. How do I know? Because it said in the Pasuk that Koyin Ki Yiknen Nefesh Kinyan Kasboy Hu Yoichel Boy. Although Pasha Pshat that Kinyan Kasper is referring to an Eved, but the Gemara says the same thing applies to a wife, because Isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim B'Kasef U'B'Shtar U'B'Mia. So therefore, Al Pi Halacha Min HaToyri should be allowed to eat even when she's an Arusa. What's the reason why an Arusa cannot eat Truma?
Simple.
Well, that's the second reason. Rashi gives a different reason. The other reason is because of Shema Yimzuglu Kois V'Veisaviyah V'Tashke L'Yachel U'L'Yachoysa. What does that mean? As we know, the times of Chazal, when they had separate Erisin and separate Yisun, not like we have today, where the Erisin and Yisun are back-to-back.
Right.
There, between the Erisin and Yisun, you could have up to a year, typically. So the Arusa lived in her family's home, her parents' home, together with her brothers and sisters. And to continue the endearment between the Chosin and Kala, the Chosin would go and send Shlachmunis from time to time, care packages. Shlachmunis, even though it wasn't Purim, throughout the year he would continue sending her from time to time some nice delicacies, some nice treats, so that people would say, oh, you see, what a wonderful Chosin you have. Zat Chachki, I can't wait for the Chasim to be consummate the marriage. You're a wonderful husband. Gibalik. Now, she cannot eat everything, because if she eats everything, she's going to have a problem. So what does she do? She's going to go and share that with her brothers and sisters and her parents. Ooh, those look like delicious Danishes. Can you maybe I can have a little taste? The problem is that she got married to a Kohen. She herself is a Yisrael. And if she's a Yisrael, presumably her brothers and sisters and parents are also Yisraelim. And she's allowed to go and eat Menat Torah because she's married to this Kohen. But they're not allowed to. But that's, you know, human nature, that you can have this beautiful shlachmunis with all the plastic and all the ribbons and everything else attached to it, like they have today, right? You ever got a shlachmunis like that? The whole shlachmunis is worth $5, but all the parents are allowed. They charge $100. Anyway, so the point is, so then she is going to share that with her brethren, her siblings, and therefore the Chum said, you know what? Don't allow an Arusa to eat when she moves into his home and they start a home together. That's a different story. However, when she's still living somewhere else, no. There's another answer, because the same point, but Rashi doesn't go into that. Anyway, so that's normally the din by an Arusa. Now over here, remember, although the status of a Bia Grua, if you will, is similar to that of Erisin, because they never had a Nisuin with a Bendas, Ablamaisa, they are living together. They are not living with the original. She is not living in her own parents' home. She's living together with him. He's a Chedesh, but they're living together. So it's like the Gemara, El Amr of Yosef, Kasav, Kasova, Vemnosin Nisui Chedesh, Machilim Betruma, even though this Nisuin, you could say, is not better than a normal Erisin, because the bia that he did was a bia grua, that of a chayresh. Nevertheless, machal betruma. For like Azurim, I'm not goizer nesui chayresh or to kiddushi chayresh. And I would go and say, if I'm going to allow nesui chayresh to go and eat, then let kiddushi chayresh also eat. And then, of course, you'd have the shema yashka problem. So by a normal marriage, I am goizer and I don't allow Erisin. I only allow by Nisuin. So go and say the same thing should apply perhaps by Nisui Cheresh. His Nisuin is that of an Erisin because it never gets upgraded by the fact that unfortunately he's a Cheresh. No, says Rav Nosson, Nisui Cheresh Machilin Betruma. And that's what the Brice is talking about. And therefore, even if the Ben passes away, she can continue eating because of the husband. But there's one fundamental flaw in this analysis. And that is because the Braisa says, when can you start eating? If there was a ben that was born. Amalei Abayi, Ihochi, Noilu LaBen, Lomali. What do I need the Noilu LaBen? Even without the Noilu LaBen, she can eat just by the fact that she's living in her husband's home. Even the home is a home of a Chedesh Nebuch, but nevertheless, Nisui Chedesh Amachel Betruma. So who needs to talk about the ben? So if you go back to the Braisa, at the two dots, 10 lines before the wide lines. We should throw in, Reb Nosson says, no. Even though the Knesset of the Nisuin was Al Aydein Cheresh, Oichalas. Why is Reb Nosson coming up only 3 lines later? Every Gemara Mishum Rabbanon. The Rabbanon that say that Nisuin of a Chedesh is worthless, but the Rabbanon would agree, no Leben.
Right.
Why didn't Reb Nosson already argue at that time? As soon as the Rabbanon said a word that Lehispik Lekonshen is Charish, Ein Eicheles, Reb Nosson should say, oh, 1 second! Eicheles, Eichalt Yo Eicheles, because Nisui Chedesh Amachil. And for the Gemara, Reb Nosson was a tremendous mensch, a tremendous baal nimus and derech eretz. He would never go and scream out in the middle. Shavuk le Rabbanon de Masayim Masayim, v'hodeh pole galayim. The Rabbanon in the middle of talking. He said, no, you leben, no chamot. But here's v'k l'chayim shen ischadish, ein oichelis. Say the Rabbanon, but no, you leben, oichelis. Unfortunately, if meisa ben, then wouldn't be oichelis. Now Reb Nosson comes and says, okay, now, are you finished, Rabbanon? Yes, we finished whatever we had to say. Good, I was patient till now. I want you to know, Ichalt Oicheles. And my Oicheles is not just going on the case of Mesa Ben, not only the case of Noilu Ben, but goes all the way to the beginning. Ashin Ischarish Ein Oicheles, Reb Nosson Oimer Oicheles. So tomorrow, Shavuk L'Rabbanon, the Messiah, Messiah, Vahodim Pavigalai. He waited until they finished off, and then, oh, you're done? Then he went and raised his voice in disagreement. Frank Timura, there's only one problem with that. Yehochli, listening, Mesa Ben, Ein Oicheles, Reb Nosson, Ein Oicheles. Go back again to the Loshon HaBraisa. Patisho, Pikhish, Nisaris, Lekoin, Pikech. Lehis, Pik, Lekoin, Shinisharish, Ein Oicheles. Noilud, Laben, Oicheles. Mesa ben, it should say, Eino Eicheles. Oh, now the Chacham are finished. Reb Nosson Oimer Eicheles. By the fact that by Mesa ben, it says Reb Nosson Oimer Eicheles first, and then the Chacham Oimer Eino Eicheles. Oh, you see that Reb Nosson can interrupt if necessary. If he feels strongly about something, he'll say it. So if the Brai said, continue on, Noiluda ben Eicheles, Mesa ben, Eino Eicheles, and now Reb Nosson says Eicheles, that would work beautifully, because then Reb Nosson is not just talking about according to the way Rav Yosef is learning. He's not only talking about that final case, but he's talking about the whole nine yards. When we said Achin is Charish, Eino Eicheles, Reb Nosson saying no Eicheles then Eicheles Mita Ben Ona Ben doesn't make a difference. Eicheles. By the fact that it says Reb Nosson Eimer Eicheles Chom Eimer Eino Eicheles, sounds like Reb Nosson is only arguing the case of the Mesa Ben, but not the others. So if it's Mesa Ben, so we're back to square one. What's the reason why Reb Nosson says Eicheles? The whole reason that I allowed her to go and eat is because she Baruch Hashem had a son, and now she has no son. The son has set, unfortunately. That being the case, how could she continue eating? So tomorrow, Kasha, Takishve, we have to understand what's going on. And Shelley is having a good time with his son setting. And we continue on. Zokti Mori Yitzvaiter, Bechena Bolachas, Mikolo Arroyois. Anybody that lived with any of the other Arroyois, let's look at the end of the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say about this? Nun Gimelam and Beis. And halfway down the Mishnah, after we went through the Baal Yevim Toy, B'shayi B'meis, B'oinis Barotzin, etc., it says, Bechena Bolachas, Mikolo Arroyois, Shabbatoyah. Person who lives with any of the Erevis that we laned on Shabbos, and that we're going to lay in next Shabbos, Parshas Kedoshim, person who lives with any of those Arroyas. Oi, Psulois. Psulois. What's the definition of Psulois? You can't have a kohen gadol, which you call it in Hagid, Mamzer, Sin Yisrael, Basrael, Mamzer, Olin Asin. All of these Isurim, which are not Isra Erva, these are Isurei Lav, many of them being also special to the Kehanim, but not all. The din of a mamzer, for instance, applies to across the board. What's the din if someone engaged in one of those biois, geruois, of b'shoyi, b'mezid, b'oinis, b'rotzen, etc., etc.? What's halacha? Pisala, he passeled her. Now, what does that mean, he passeled her? He passels her likahuna. Now, what means if he's passels her likahuna? Says Rashi, mishum zoina. Now that I understand, if you're talking about a case of Lamushal, you're talking about that she was an Almana L'Kohen Gadol. The Almana L'Kohen Gadol, the only person that she is usher to in the world is just the Kohen Gadol. She's allowed to marry the thousands and thousands of other Kehanim. However, because of the fact that she engaged in a Bia Gerua with the Kohen Gadol, what's the halacha? From now on, she's possible to go and marry any other Kohen. Rashi says, Mishum Zoyna, you have to look in the back. I believe the Rishash changes that Mishum Chalola. Anyway, that all works in terms of the case of Manal Kohen Gadol. What about the Grush V'Chalutza Kohen Hedjah? Anyway, she is possible right. Kohuna, because she's a Grush V'Chalutza. So Rashi asks that, Kasha. You'll notice Rashi in the bracket says, Grusha Mifsala Mitruma Debeinash Emi Bas Kohen Deshav Yechalola. What does that mean? Right. What happens if until now she was a Bas Kohen? A Bas Kohen can go and eat Truma on her own, even besides the fact that she was married to a Kohen. She was a Bas Kohen. But now, if she engaged in such a Bia with a Kohen Hedjit, she's a Grusha. She goes and marries a Kohen Hedjit, even though it was only a Bia Grua. It was, as the Mishnah said, a Shoyi Gemezit, Oilis Rotten, all of those wonderful things. What's it then? She becomes possible now that when she returns home, she cannot eat Truma. Anyway, that's what we learned in the Mishnah. Getting back to our Gemara, Omer of Amram, last line of Nun Vav Amid Aleph, Omer of Amram, Hamilza Omelon of Sheshes, the following halacha of Sheshes taught us, Vanarin Lain Masis, and he showed us that the Makar is from our Mishnah. What did he teach us? Eish Yisrael Shenemz of Yach Vav Mishim Muteris, Lebala Psul Likahuna. We're all familiar with the halacha that if you have an Eishes Yisrael, that if she willingly, consensually lived biznus with a stranger, Rachman al-Islam, she becomes osur to her husband. What happens if she was violated by a stranger? Since she was only an Eishes Yisrael, she's allowed to return to her husband. An Eishes Kohen, on the other hand, the halacha is that if, even though she was violated by a stranger, she's also to return to her husband. What's the reason why? There's a possibility he laid this pasa, acheres, yon this pasa, nishnis pasa. Anyway, there's a drasha for that. What Rav Sheisha said is, what happens if you have an eshes yisrael shenenza? Someone violated her. Afal pishim uteres labali. She's allowed to return to her husband. No problem. That's the first part is well known. What Rav Sheisha added was, what happens if subsequently her husband passes away? A day later, a year later, 5 years later. And now she wants to go and marry a kohen. Is she allowed to marry a kohen? Why not? Zakti Yomara psul v'kuni. You know why she's possible? Because she was nansa at the time that she was married. She wasn't married to a kohen then. She was married to Yisrael then. And she was muteres labala. Sorry, she's posul v'kuna. Zakti Yomara v'tana tuna. What was the raya anirinu la'ainin masis? And from our Mishnah, what does it say in the Mishnah? V'tana tuna. Tana tuna means an hour tana taught. How do I know that Tana Tuna means our Tana taught? If you look at Rashi, fourth line, Tana Tuna, Tana Didon, Kimoi Avuna Achuna. Avuna means our father, Achuna means our brother. So there, Tana Tuna means our Tana. So what did our Tana and our Mishnah taught? Oh, what we just learned. And what happens? Psola. So Timora, my Vachain. What does it mean when it says in the Mishnah, Vachaina Balachas? My love, loishna be mishagi, loishna be mezid, loishna be oines, loishna be rotzai. So therefore, let's go focus on the oines case. Uktani, that if someone engaged al achas mikol arroyis amuris batayuk tani psala. And Rashi says, what means al achas mikol arroyis amuris batayuk? Also eishas ish, because eishas ish is also listed in the list that we laid on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to go and live with Eishes HaMitzcha, which is the union of Eishes Ish. So that's a din of Karius, one of the Karius. Of course, it's a din also of Mrs. Bazin, but it's one of the Aroyas which are enumerated. And we just kept on saying in our Mishnah V'chein, the same thing applies, that Psola, it passels her. So what it means it passels her? If there was an Eishes Ish situation and it was Bo'oinis, it doesn't passel her to her husband, but it does passel her in future years if and when she ever decides to go and marry a kohen after, unfortunately, she becomes a widow from the current husband. Ah, so the chayyav good to write. Zeh good. And in line masisim. So to my life, you have no raya. My v'chein, when it says in the Mishnah v'chein, it's not referring onto the biois karuois of the oinis and rotzain type, but it's referring to the harroa type. Rav means that it wasn't a full-fledged bia, it was only a partial bia like we had yesterday, even the shikach, not the satara, that we had yesterday. Ah, that's what we meant to say, that even though there was only haro by shar, aveda shar, haroyas, psulas, same thing applies. Praytimor, haro demand. So let's analyze this teretz in greater detail. You're saying that the Mishnah says, not only by Yibam is alocha that haro is koina, but also haro will be over by Shar isurim like aroyas. So if you might have them on ilim the aroyas, the mem the aroyas yofinim yivama, hadurab yivama yofinim me aroyas, the ikar roa be aroyas ksiv. The ikar halach of haroa says by aroyas. Where does it say? It says by nida, es mekoira ha'era. And then we have that collective pasuk at the end, the generic pasuk that Rav Yoina always quotes, kikola sheyase mekola te'evis ha'eilev and yasa. And therefore we said, based on that, the Gemara said, exactly, hukshu kulan. Man, this is particular, I'm reading now from Nun Dalet Amid Beis, about 8 lines from the top of the Amid, that the Gemara quotes Kikola Shiyasa, and then it says Hukshu Kola Royis Kula Nida Manida Baharoa Af Kol Biharos. And that's the Ikam Akar. How do I know the same thing applies to Yavam? The Gemara brings afterwards other psukim. So it would be Lechoida strange that if the Ikam Akar of Haroa is Baharois, and then we say then the same thing applies to Yavama, that would make sense because that's how the drushes run. Good. However, according to our Mishnah, it's the other way around. The Mishnah is saying that the halacha by Yavama is Haroa works. Oh, by the way, not only by but even by Arois. No, the whole makar, the whole source is from Arois. Azoy Freitimar Zilim the Arois Lemem the Arois of Inu Yavama Adam Yavam the Inu Arois. The Karoa be Arois. Ela Mai V'Chein Asheloi Kedarka. Oh, we're talking about on the Shaloi Kedark, meaning that you didn't have a normal beer. The beer was from the other side, not from the front, from the back. And that's what it's saying in the Mishnah, that any type of beer works a Gabi Yavama. And behind the same thing applies to Arois. It's Frey Timara, Nochumul. How do you take a note that Shaloi Kedarka has the same status like a regular beer? From the words Mishka Ve'isha. What does it say Mishka Ve'isha? It says by a Rois. Particularly it says the Mishka V'Zochar. The Mishka V'Zochar, if someone lives with a Zochar, Mishka Ve'isha, what means Mishka Ve'isha? From the front, from the back, it makes no difference in all cases. It's an Issa Erva, Din of Koris, etc. So Lema'isa, again, that's the Iker. Ela mai v'chein ashli kedark d'chayavi lavin. Oh, we're not talking about v'chein on the aroyis part. Avad the aroyis, that's the mokar, and yibam and the others are, if you will, those are
derivatives.
Good. Ela mai v'chein ashli kedark d'chayavi lavin. On that, we're saying chayavi lavin that there too, even though it's shloi kedarka, you're over the iser lav, and if it's a koyin, you have all the psulim, the gabizoynis, the chalolois, and all the wonderful things. Omer Rav, on the side it says Omer Rav, Eishes Koin Shenenza Bala Loika Lea Mishum Zoyna. Ah, so you have an Eishes Koin Shenenza. And unfortunately, she was violated. Now the husband is no longer allowed to go and live with her. Now the typical husband obviously is going to have tremendous rachmonis on his wife, and he's going to say, Nebuch, not only has she been violated, Nebuch, I have to go and give her a gift. So he might decide to continue living with her, Nebuch, al rachmonis. But unfortunately, the Torah answered it. So, he gets Malkis. What's the reason for Malkis? She, unfortunately, her status has now become a Zoyna, even though she didn't do it Bekavana. Quite to the contrary, it was against her will. Abzoishtag the Torah that she gets the status of a Zoyna. Now, the Kohen can no longer live with her. Zoktimara, okay, I hear you. But the question is, why are you focusing on Zoyna? What about Mishum Tuma? Mishum Zoyna in Mishum Tuma. Loi. Now what does he mean, Mishum Tuma? There is no specific pasuk of Tuma Legabe Secha Masa, she's Koin Shenensa, but we do have the pasuk of Tuma Legabe Masa Gushase. What is it, Masa Gushase? Leyucha Bala Risha Voshem Vekachta, Leo is called the Isha Achre Asher Hutama Kitaye Vehi. That if you have a person who divorced his wife and then she married somebody else and then she either got divorced or the new husband passed away, that the original husband is not allowed to go and take her back. Why? Achrei asher hu tamo. That lashon asher tamo is a kind of a very strong lashon. She got married normally with somebody else. It didn't work out, and then she wants
to. It's also legal above board with chuppah and kedushin, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I'll look at your piece. Everything was perfect. But nevertheless, the lashon entire asher tamo. And because of that, we had earlier on in our masechta daf yed aleph that the achrei asher tamo comes to include soita shenivala. A soita, not a soita that was suspected, but an eishes isha, which is a nivula that we know for sure. It says liyuchel bala isha losha lekata. The original husband is now going to go and take her back. Achrei shutama, if she was there, we're talking about a yisrael with a yisrael, and she did it willingly, consensually. So then that's tuma. So frei dimara lechoyish, the same thing should apply here too. The eishes koyin shenensa bala loikalea, not only mishum zayna, but also mishum tuma liyuchel bala isha losha lekata. Achrei shutama. And they pray tomorrow, Mishum Zoyna, and Mishum Tumalai, and for tomorrow, Ema Av Mishum Zoyna, and Chanami, that the Koyin who takes her back would have two lashes, two times Malkis. It means, I guess, 78. Why two times? One, Mishum of Licha Balarishan, because of Tumah, and number two, because he's Zoyna Le Yikachu, he's not letting take a Zoyna, so therefore he would get a double whack. Now, what is this all about? It says in the pasuk, this is the parasha of Parashas Nasoi, that's in the Tire of Simchas Pamitsa Parsha, and we're talking about over there a soita, that if it turns out Veshachav Ishtoi with Mashiach Vazera, and then afterwards it turns out Vihiloi Nespasa, Nespasa means that she was not forced, but rather she lived consensually, then Masura, then she would be awesome. So if she was forced, she would not be awesome. If she wasn't forced, in other words, she did it consensually, then she's awesome to go back to original Baal. And then the Gemara says, Vihiloi Nespasa, Vihiloi Nespasa, who's that acheres? That means if she's married to a koyin. Continuing the one. If she was forced, mutter, because that was against the will. She was ne'ensa. Fine. Darshent yet the Reb Zera, this Reb Zera bring from a brisa. State the brisa. The lav habo mechlal asay asay. The lav habo mechlal asay. What is the asay? It doesn't say over here a loy. Here it says v'hi loy nispasa hanis pasa muteres. So from the hanis pasa muteres, now making a diuk. That's only because of he. But somebody else would be awesome. So it doesn't say beferish that it's aser. So it's a lav abom mechal asay, which would only be a chiyuv asay. The chiyuv asay, why would there be a din of malchus? Omerav, I'll explain to you. Hakol oyu bechalal zayin. The truth of the matter is, any time you have an eshes ish that engages in any type of relationship, whether it happens to be beoynis or beratzayin, lechoyde she should have a status of a zayina because she did not go and live with her husband. She lives with somebody else, even though it wasn't. Her it wasn't consensual, but Lamaisa was against her will. But everybody lechoyra should have a din v'zayin. Kishapar lechakos legabi eishes yisov v'hilin espasa asura espasa muteres. When the Torah gave us this drasha, the Torah is being mechadesh that legabi eishes yisrael. If she were forced, then she's mutter. If she was not forced, she's asur. If she was forced, she's mutter. From that, I'm being medayi mechlal the eishes koyin. Eishes Koyin, who's not the he, she's not an Eishes, so she's an Eishes Koyin. What's her din? Not like you learned until now. It's a lav abom mechlal asay. What we're saying is going to kaima kaima. That original klal of hakel hoyu mechlal zayna applies to the Eishes Koyin. It's just that we made an exception to the rule by an Eishes Yisrael, shenispisa, that was nansa, is mutter. But a person that doesn't have that exception, who is that? The Eishes Koyin. She has the original din of a Zayna. What's the original din of a Zayna? Eish Zayna v'chalal lo yikachu. It's an isalab. And the same thing would apply to the din of the Tumah that we spoke about before. And now we have kemat the same shakla v'tari again. But instead of starting off the Eishes Koyin shenensa ba'al loika lemishum Zayna, we're going to say ba'al loika lemishum Tumah. V'kliyami omer rabba. Eishes Koyin shenensa ba'al loika lemishum Tumah. What's the tumah again? Liyuchah bala rishon loshel kach liyuch lisha achrei yishu tumah. Frankly, why should tumah in mishum zayna loy? Alma ba'oynis lekarinim bei zayna. By the fact that Rabbah says only mishum tumah and not mishum zayna. Remember, according to the first loshon that we had earlier, we said that we said mishum zayna. Aim af mishum zayna really means both. According to this second loshon, it's only mishum tumah and not mishum zayna. Alma ba'oynis lekarinim bei zayna. No din of zayna. Mazer Reb Zayna. So again, it should be a chiyuv essay. Why are you telling me that it says here in the pasuk? Why does it say in this halacha of Rabba loika lemishim tuma lechoyer? The maximum we should have over here, it should be a chiyuv essay, iser essay, and this essay there's no din of malchus, and there's a tochiyah din of malchus. Omer Rabba, it's again Rabba, yeah. Hakol hayu b'chalach reishu tuma. Everybody was in this pasuk of liyuchah b'ala reishu l'chalach liyuchah reishu tuma. Everybody was in that cloud. Kishpar l'chas agab be'eishis yisrael v'ilay nispas asur ha'nispas muteres mechlal de'eishis koyin. What did we do? We started off with any time you have a situation where Nebuch, a woman, was married and lives with somebody else, the pasuk, pasuk pshan, pasuk to masuk rishasay. But since the more back in Daf Yud Aleph said we're talking about even an eishes ish that's still married, that the Torah included in that achreishu tamor anybody and everyone, that now she becomes asur lebala leyuchah bala rishay. But now we have an exception to the rule that we built in the gabin eishes yisrael. What's the exception? That if she was nispasa, if she was forced, she's mutter. So that's the exception. But the Eishes Koyin, where there is no such exception, so then she remains in the original Achrei Eshu Tamah. Because the Eishes Koyin get a kaima kaima. And that's the reason why we don't say it's an Isser Asay, where there is no Malchus, but rather there is Malchus after all. So the difference between the two Lashonis is that according to the first Lashon, there would be two times Malchus. Once because of Tumah, and one because of Zayna. According to the second Lashon, you'd only have because of Tumah, not because of Zayna. Mitchum will start tomorrow, the new Mishnah, because it's starting a new sukkah. I go to Chodesh one and all, Zaki Ben, Zaki.